Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Casale. Aparicio moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. Lawler scores. Bauman moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Rourke and he is safe. Landis steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive towards third. Boros reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scheimlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-1 in the game. Roark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's, White Sox 4, Tigers 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin fields the ball and throws to Bauman covering. Safe. Don Larson now pitching. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros is hit by the pitch. Cash moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Boros moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Mike Rourke. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Paul Foytak now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Martin reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4. Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Don Larson. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boros bunts between the mound and first base. Hacker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boros for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now catching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-to-5, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bill Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Smith steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler is walked intentionally. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Turk Lown now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Fox now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.